You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, it's David Baer, and you're listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. So on today's episode, I have the great pleasure of chatting with somebody who comes from the marketing world, but she's actually been spending her time in a very different world, although it may have a great impact on your marketing or lack of marketing. And we're going to dive into that topic in a couple of minutes. So Erin Feil is joining me today. She is a specialist in something that I kind of wondered as I was reading her bio, because I know what she does. She helps you to rapidly and permanently identify and eliminate big roadblocks, whether they're about perfectionism or procrastination or fears of all sorts, success, failure, being seen. That's an interesting one. Trouble saying no, having imposter syndrome, and so many more. So that stuff often gets in the way of business growth, and marketing is a piece of that as well. So I'm eager to dive into all of that. Erin, welcome.
Hello, good to be here.
So I mentioned a moment ago that you spent time, in fact, a significant amount of time and at a significantly successful level in the world of marketing. Why don't we chat about where you came from, and then we'll shift to what you're doing these days.
Sure. So back in 2002, I started off as a little one-person freelance web designer. And over the years, over about 15 years, built that into a nationally recognized consulting agency that we did specialized in WordPress design development and consulting for larger scale projects. Built up a nice small team of about 14 or so. And just as I hit kind of like year 13, 14, I started to get really burnt out. And I realized that while it had been fun with the commoditization and the competition and having done it for so long, I was like, I think I'm supposed to be doing something else, but I could never quite put my finger on what that was. So I did spend a lot of time doing websites and marketing over the years.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened at that point, because you realized that maybe you needed to be moving to something else. So where did you go? What happened?
Well, my fashion, my way of being at the time was very masculine brute force kind of approach. So I was like, well, if I can just plan everything out, I'll figure it out. So I went and I took like courses and I did strategic coach and I learned about unique ability and I read books on like passion and purpose. And I went to like a purpose coach and tried to figure out, well, what's my actual purpose in life? What am I supposed to be doing next? I talked to like a career consultant, kind of like, what am I supposed to be doing if it's not this? Because this is all I know.
I got to say, by the way, that everything you're describing right now, I would never position as masculine. So clearly there was a change up at some point. Because totally. Men in general are not going to go, what's my purpose in life?
No. The way I went about trying to figure it out, right? That's very structured, right. Rigid. I can map it out on a piece of paper. Like it's the opposite of like, let's go with the flow and kind of feel into it. It was this very like analytical, right? Brained. I can map it all out and plan out my future if I can think through it with my head.
Yeah.
And so I just got nowhere. With that, like I got hints, I figured out what my strengths were. I figured out what I liked to do. I figured out what I didn't like to do, but I never put any of it together into anything. What ended up happening, couldn't have planned it out or mapped it out in a million years. I was training for a mountain bike stage race. And one day in the middle of training, prior to the race, I stepped off the bike and I had this little twinge in my ankle. And within a month, it had become chronic pain that had spread throughout my body. There was no injury. There's no twist. There was nothing. It was this little zap. And within a few days, that zap had gone up higher. And then suddenly the shoulder hurt and this hurt. And I'm going around from, massage therapists and chiropractors and acupuncturists to suddenly I'm going to orthopedic surgeons and like nerve doctors. And then suddenly I'm sitting in a brain surgeon's office and everybody's going like, we don't know what's wrong with you. And I went from being this healthy person to people going, you shouldn't bike, you shouldn't walk, we don't know what's going on. And it was devastating. And so I ended up getting, my anxiety and depression just skyrocketed. And I started going to see therapists too, just because I wasn't physically well. And then I wasn't mentally well, because I was so sad and despondent. And I couldn't figure out anything then, you know, what am I going to do with my life? And it was that just month after month after month after month, and turned into years of kind of Groundhog's Day, that led me towards this determination of, I need to figure this out. I need to figure out why I'm stuck. I need to figure out how the hell to get out of this, or I will commit suicide. Like, I cannot live so in such misery. And so I made this determination of, I'm going to figure out how to get unstuck. I'm going to figure out how to change, and I'm going to do it quickly, because I can't keep going on. So it was really this pit in my life that ended up, you know, putting me in this situation where I was like, I need to figure it out. And in doing so, I kind of uncovered this magic formula that helped me get unstuck quickly in a way that none of the practitioners and specialists could. And so as people saw me coming out of this hole, you know, I had friends and then agency clients going, hey, could you help me with this? Could you help me with this? And started helping people on the side. And I was like, God, I love this. This is fulfilling. And then one day I was like, what if I took on a couple beta clients just for a little extra cash on the side and for some fun? And then suddenly their results were like through the roof, unlike anything I'd ever seen and they'd ever seen. And they were getting rid of issues that, you know, they'd gone to therapy for 20 years, and we got rid of it in a few weeks. And so suddenly I was like, you know, I think I'm onto something big here. And that's what ended up kind of having me move down this path towards MindFix and away from the agency world. It was actually a very unpleasant phase of my life,
yeah,
but I'm super grateful for it now.
Well, and you know, I think any entrepreneur has heard that you need to suffer, perhaps not like you did, right? Yes. In order to see success. So I, you know, obviously you went maybe a little bit overboard with it. So you used the word quickly a couple of times there. Yes. And earlier on I said rapidly.
Yes.
Why is speed so important?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I spent, I was as a child, even going into high school, I was diagnosed with depression. I spent years and years and years in therapy. And so much of the self-development, personal development, self-growth stuff out there says that repetition and time is required. You know, neuroplasticity takes time, and to change your brain, to change your habits takes so much repetition and time. And for many of us, we don't have a lot of time. We're super busy. A lot of the people that we work with, our clients, you know, they may be able to squeak out an extra 2 or 3 hours a week, maybe, even for something very important. People have families, they have busy social lives, they're trying to take care of their health, they're trying to run a business, grow a business, scale, and there's so much going on that if something is really pulling you down and dragging you down, and it's going to take months and months and months or years and years to actually move past, that can take a toll on your energy, your kind of your mental stability, the bottom line, your relationships. And so one of the things I think I value, along with a lot of other entrepreneurs, is genuine like efficiency and results that are quick and that actually work.
And by the way, I noticed this as I was getting ready for our call today, and you know, I knew you were running late, and I was like, that's okay. Every time I have a conversation with Aaron, it's super efficient. And usually we're like, okay, we have, you know, 14 more minutes. What do we do with the time? Let's move on to something else. It was nice chatting with you, Aaron. Yeah. Right. So clearly you're now living this mantra of doing things quickly and efficiently. So I want to talk a little bit about, because I know you deal with business owners and entrepreneurs, yes, in your world, some of the challenges that they face when they're making decisions in their business. And obviously this is a conversation on a podcast about marketing, and I see, and you've seen plenty of business owners who are paralyzed, yes, about moving forward in their business. And there's a wealth of reasons why. You want to share a little bit of insight for us into what you think is going on with a lot of these business owners?
Sure. Well, it's interesting because what we've uncovered, and one of the reasons why we haven't been able to figure out how to do group work versus one-on-one programs yet, is that people can present with the same exact symptoms. You know, they show up with, by saying, I'm having a procrastination problem. You know, David's given me these XYZ for me to have successful marketing, and I keep putting it off. I get to the end of the day and I haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. So you could have three people who show up with procrastination. And what we're finding, though, is that the root reason, you know, person A, person B, and person C might procrastinate could be totally different. Mm. And so it really is, it's almost like going to the doctor and someone's like, I have a stomach ache. And you just can't give everybody the same solution. You know, maybe one person is actually having an appendix bursting and someone else is having a food allergy and someone else has, you know, COVID or something. Yeah. Like you have to kind of figure out what the root cause is. So what's interesting, though, is we're finding a lot of the reasons why people are paralyzed or struggling to move forward, especially when it comes to marketing and doing the things that they know they need to do in order to market their business. A lot of it comes back to some form of fear, interestingly enough. And sometimes people don't want to admit they feel fear, or the fear has been pushed down and their conscious mind is like, I don't have that fear, but there's like an old fear living in them. A really common fear we see with a lot of our clients is a fear of being seen, like a fear of being known or seen or found out. We're working with a woman right now who has an incredible Facebook following. You know, she posts something on Facebook and just hundreds of comments every single time. But when it comes to her actually putting out her book and putting going on interviews and putting herself out there outside of her little Facebook group, she's absolutely, I mean, she's postponed things for months and months and months, terrified, like absolutely deep terror. And we have some other clients who struggle to be vulnerable. They don't want people to kind of actually know who they are. So a lot of these things are like, that it comes back down to the paralysis, or the not doing what you know you need to do, comes back to some type of fear of being seen, fear of being found out. What if people know who I am? I'm kind of an imposter. There could be a perfectionism route, kind of like, what if what I do isn't good enough? What if I mess up? If I fail, then I won't get another chance. So there's all these different fears. And to be honest, 95% of them come back to how we were raised and what happened in our childhood. If there are so many of our clients who experienced, you know, punishment if they didn't do well in school, or when someone found something out about them, they were rejected from their social group, or they've had experiences where if they weren't perfect, you know, they were some of our clients, you know, beaten, like all these things where it doesn't have to be severely traumatic. It could just be like, I was punished every time that I didn't do something right, or I never got a second chance with my dad. So it's so funny. We trace a lot of these patterns we see with our clients and they're like, why am I struggling to market my business? And it's like, oftentimes it's like, you got punished for doing certain things when you were younger. And when we can find these roots and then kind of change the how clients experience them or remember them when they're younger, it allows for a totally rapid new way of being of ease when it comes to working in the business.
I want to circle back to this in a moment, but I want to share what I attempt to do as a consultative professional with my clients who I see when they're stuck for whatever reason at, you know, engaging in the marketing program or the business growth program that we're prescribing to them, is I will often, you know, try to use logic, right? Which fails. and I don't know why the logic fails, but now you've sort of uncovered it. One of the things that I'll often say to them is, you know, you're an expert in something, whatever it may be. Yes. You're seeing other people who are not doing it the way that you would want to. And that's exactly what I'm experiencing, because I know how to solve your problem if you just trust in me. And so the logic there is, I should trust you, but something's just not allowing me to move forward. So now you've uncovered the logic is not necessarily going to help, but there is this root cause, which may often be something that they experienced earlier in life. So the question is, aside from me sending everybody over to mindfixgroup.com to, you know, to start working with you, which everybody should, what are the sort of tips or tricks that you have for either those of us who are just dealing with this ourselves or trying to help somebody through a process that we might be able to help them move forward or help ourselves move forward a little bit?
So quite a few different things. The first thing that's important is a piece of awareness. So what happens is when we're younger, we absorb what our parents tell us and what our caretakers tell us. And we pick up like how these rules about how the world works based on how we're raised. And they get locked into our subconscious. As we get older, we go through school, we become adults, we build businesses. We kind of try to override these tapes that are playing in the background. They're like, if I make a mistake, I'll be punished. If I make a mistake, bad things will happen to me. If I do something wrong, I won't get another chance. It's like those tapes get locked in there and they play over and over. As we get older, we try to like push down those tapes or quiet those tapes with our law or with our rational mind. And that's what you're trying to do is go, you get a second chance, try it. Things aren't going to explode. And it's like trying to talk to the rational, logical mind, the adult mind, but that's only 5% of our decisions and our choices and our actions as we go through our day. The subconscious is really that emotional piece and those memories and those tapes. It's 95% of our decisions and our choices. So that's why so often when people read books or they go to coaches and you're sitting there going, here's the logic. It makes so much sense. You're just talking to the small part of the adult mind. The part that's running the show in the background is these tapes that are going, doesn't matter. You're still going to get in trouble. Doesn't matter. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get hurt if people find out who you are. And so what happens is uncovering those tapes and bringing awareness to them is the first thing that people can do to A, realize that they're not broken, and B, realize that change is possible. So if we, that's this awareness piece. So to come back to the specific question that you asked, what can people do? I've seen people experience massive change in their life when they follow these three steps. The first step is to, we want people to not feel frustrated or broken or like there's something wrong with them. Like, I can't market. I'm just a horrible marketer. I'm no good at this, right? Those labels are damaging and put people in these boxes where it's like, there's no hope if that's just who you are. Mm-hmm. We want people to get very clear that they're successful entrepreneurs who have patterns. So the first step, number one, is get clear on what your pattern is. So it might be, every time I'm asked to go on a podcast interview, I procrastinate and cancel and put it off. You know, let's say that's how I'm supposed to market. My coach tells me to market. I'm supposed to do more interviews. I cancel and procrastinate all podcast interviews. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I have a clear pattern of behavior. So I'm working and I can work with a pattern. That's not me being broken or an introvert or someone who can't do, interviews.
Yes.
That's Aaron, who has a pattern. Okay, cool. So once you're clear on what your pattern is, and that's separate from you being a broken person or someone who just can't do those things, then you get to ask them, I call this the $1 million question. I ask this question 100 times a week. I ask it of myself all the time when I'm stuck, and it gets asked on every client call. Once you have a pattern of behavior, the $1 million question that you ask, which is step number two, is what would I have to believe in order to keep experiencing this pattern over and over again? Because sometimes people get caught up in trying to change their thoughts or trying to change how they feel or their emotions. Your thoughts and your emotions and your actions are all based on what you believe to be true. So you're not going to have thoughts of I'm going to be in trouble if I mess up unless you have a belief that that's true.
Yeah.
You're not going to have anxiety and fear when you're on a podcast interview unless you have a belief that if I mess up, people won't do business with me, right? So you take your pattern and you ask yourself, what would I have to believe to be true in order to keep experiencing this counterproductive pattern of, you know, thinking or feeling are behaving. And what you're going to get is a map, a list of possible beliefs, like I'm not capable, I'm not worthy, what I have to say is not important, I'm an imposter, if I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. And you'll come up with a map of things where when you look at that list of beliefs, you're like, well, no wonder I think this way. No wonder I feel this way. No wonder I cancel all my podcast interviews, because our beliefs impact our thoughts, which impact the actions we take. Once you have that map, that list of those beliefs, oftentimes when they're brought to the surface, people are able to use logic to talk themselves out of it and go, you know what? I am capable. You know what? I'm not going to be rejected anymore. That was a middle school thing. And oftentimes people can look at this list and kind of cross them off, write the opposite, talk themselves into realizing that those are old patterns and ways of believing. So I've seen many people who have been able to kind of clear things out, which would be step number three, is clear the beliefs on their own. People who struggle, or maybe who have really deeply imprinted beliefs, I'm not good enough no matter what I do, that won't go away. Those are the people who might want to reach out to us when they have those really sticky, deep beliefs that won't budge when you use logic to try and clear them out.
I love the clarity of the three steps and how easily and rapidly, these are your words, aren't they, right? Words you love. You can affect change simply by identifying and then working on this one very specific area,
yes, right,
which is beliefs. And there's such power in just that one little shift that you can make about yourself.
It's everything. May I give like a super quick example of how this would work in real life?
You specialize in super quick, so go ahead.
Great. So my favorite example that gets everybody like, oh, I get it, is let's say you have a problem where you walk down the street and you are terrified of cats. You run and you scream every time you see a cat, you run away. And you're like, this pattern is hurting my life. I need to change it. So you could try and meditate all day to be calm when you walk past the cat, but you're still going to have thoughts of I'm in danger. Mm-hmm. You can try and run past the cat and that'll get you by, but you still have the fear. So what's going on, the reason why all you're having this experience is there's some belief in there that cats are dangerous. That makes sense why you have thoughts of I'm in danger. That makes sense of why you feel anxiety. That makes sense why you run away. The belief is at that root of all of those experiences. So if you try to change your actions or your emotions or your thoughts, you're trying to change the symptoms. None of that will actually have lasting impact. And you're going to have to keep trying it over and over and over, because at the end of the day, you still believe that cats are dangerous. Mm-hmm. So everything, you can't change those symptoms. If we come in, we pull out and delete cats are dangerous. Guess what? The next time you see a cat, there's no thoughts that you're in danger because you don't believe that cats are dangerous. There's no anxiety or fear because you don't believe that cats are dangerous, and you don't run away. You walk by the cat with grace and ease because you don't believe that cats are dangerous. So you can change your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions instantly, same day, without repetition, by deleting the belief. And this is the part where people are like, you can't get rid of a belief. I've had this belief for 50 years. I've heard it all, right? And all I have to say is, do you still believe in Santa Claus? You believed in Santa Claus with all of your might, you would have put your life down that Santa Claus, like, he exists. You have one conversation and then the belief in Santa Claus is gone for the rest of your life and it never comes back. We absolutely can delete beliefs. It's just a matter of knowing how, and some of them are tricky and sticky, and that's what our specialty is. So I just wanted to kind of paint that illustration, how one single belief can impact your entire life, and deleting one can be done easily, and then it changes almost every aspect of your life.
I love that. And I love the Santa Claus thing. I never believed in Santa Claus, but of course I'm Jewish. So there you go. But I think that, you know, for folks who are interested in understanding how this applies to them personally and getting beyond just the Santa Claus examples, you have a whole bunch of examples of folks you've worked with over on your website. And if somebody heads over to mindfixgroup.com/results, they can actually see several examples of the types of easy, accessible change that your approach has affected in people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And there's also a free training that's available for people who are saying, you know, this is impacting my marketing work. I feel stuck with it. Or even if you're not stuck or frozen or paralyzed, if you feel a lot of resistance and friction when you sit down to do any of the work in your marketing plan, and it's like going, you know, swimming through concrete, some people say, or it feels like you've got your foot on the gas and foot on the brake, and you want to be able to market your business with ease and follow the rules that are not the rules, the guidelines that you know you need to do to build your business. If it feels sticky or like there's a lot of friction, we have a free 1 hour training on our site as well that goes into kind of like a cat, I think we use a dog, an example much more deeply so that people can start to understand how this applies directly to their business life. And then you just go to the website, click free training at the top.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I'm there now. I see that link. So cool. It's mindfixgroup.com. And I guess regardless of what page you're on, free training is there on the top menu. So take advantage of that. That's super awesome. Erin, I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and dive deeper into this and to understand the logic behind the quick shift, the quick change that people can make to affect I guess improvement in their lives, but the things that are holding us up as entrepreneurs and individuals, they all have the same root problems ultimately. And you've uncovered a way to easily access a way to move beyond them. And that's great. So I want to thank you for coming on, and folks, I want to thank you for spending another bit of time here listening to More Perfect Marketing. If you're interested in learning more about Erin and her her offer, her program, and what she has a whole team of coaches now working through this process with clients, head on over to mindfixgroup.com. And once again, thanks for hanging out with us and listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. See you next time.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.